Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Michael, thank you very much for that. Now, two mothers who lost their sons in road traffic accidents in the north are calling for progress on road safety upgrades and education programmes. It comes as road deaths in the north hit their highest level in 8 years, with 71 people dying last year and 17 people dying so far this year. Our reporter Una Kelly has been speaking to those mothers. Una.
Yes, sir. I'm just by the side of the A5 road in Tyrone, not far from the spot where Nathan Corrigan died in a road traffic collision on this road in 2021, along with two other men. Now, his mother, Kate, is calling for an end to the delays in upgrading this road. More than 50 people have died on this road network since 2006. It's the main road linking the northwest with Dublin, but it's a single carriageway that's mostly unchanged since the 1960s, despite carrying large volumes of traffic, which you can probably hear in the background, including lorries and agricultural traffic as well. Now, work on a long proposed upgrade hasn't started, despite it first being proposed more than 17 years ago. Now, in February this year, the Irish government said it would give 600 million euros towards the upgrade of this road. Last month, the infrastructure minister in the north, John O'Dowd, met with campaigners who want the upgrade to be prioritised by Stormont. Mr O'Dowd said he's determined to deliver the project, but he can't yet give a timescale for when work is going to begin. Since that funding announcement in February, more people have died on the A5. Una Burns was killed on the road outside Strabane nearly 2 weeks ago. And now Kate Corrigan is calling for the project to progress so no more lives are lost. She's been telling me about her son Nathan and how his death impacted their family.
Nathan was our youngest son. We have two boys, Callum and then Nathan. Nathan was 20 and he's just lived life to the full. He was out socialising with his friends. He just was always full of fun, full of crack, up for the banter with his mates and ourselves here in the house. He just kept us all going and was working full time as a welder in Clogher with his friend Peter Finnegan, who also died in the same road traffic collision.
And can you tell me about what happened that day?
We only got word about the accident at about 7 o'clock in the morning, even though we now know it took place around 10 to 2 in the morning. And we just live literally 100 metres from where the accident took place. So it was just that first hours, days, was just horrific. Here we are, a year and a half, 2 years on, and we're still trying to process some of what has happened, you know. So it's just been a very difficult journey.
Is it possible to begin to describe the impact it's had on you and your family and the community as well?
Sometimes it's very difficult to get the words. As I said there, Nathan just filled up our lives. Our days were dictated by his schedule, his routine. We left him to work, we lifted him from work. So all that changed completely in the house. The family dynamics changed. He was living at home full time. You have to get your head around all of that and get used to so many new situations and this new existence, as I say. So it is, it's difficult to describe. It's just painstakingly, heartbreakingly sad, and it's just very challenging, and we have no choice to go on ahead. So yeah, the lives of everybody around us has been impacted. Our family, our friends, the boys' social network of friends also being greatly impacted. I think young people sometimes think they're invincible and it's not going to happen to them and it's not going to happen to somebody they know. And then all of a sudden it does.
Nathan lost his life on the A5 road. Can you describe that road, what it's like?
It's a complete death trap at the minute. Completely not fit for purpose. It's just so busy all the time, right into the early hours of the morning. As I say, Nathan's accident was involved a HGV, heavy goods vehicle, travelling along the A5, and that was at 10 to 2 in the morning. So there's never a quiet period on that road, and living so close to it here has been difficult as well. We have to negotiate that junction where he died 5-6 times every single day. And it's taking a lot of mental work on ourselves to actually be able to do that. And it's just so busy, so diverse with heavy goods vehicles, rural machinery, engineering machinery, everything's travelling on it. And then that's mixed in with the local access, and you have people trying to get in and out of wee side roads. And the diverse nature of the traffic leads to diverse nature of speeds. And it's just a real, as I say, death trap. So the quicker this upgrade is going ahead, the better, really. Like, there can be no more, really. The time now, the waiting time is over. We've already had 16, 17 years of waiting for this upgrade to go ahead. But we're waiting anxiously, I suppose, on Minister O'Dowd to make his announcement about the upgrade. And nothing really can happen, I suppose, until that happens. So we just press upon him to make his announcement as soon as he can. And I would plead again, as I have done in the past, to those who are thinking about putting in further objections or legal challenges, to just rethink that and to act sort of like for the greater good and protect lives and save lives.
It sounds like the road deaths around here have really scarred the local community.
Yeah, I think it has. Like Nathan, he died last December 2021. There's other road deaths, local boys around here. Wee Dara Horish died. He was only 12 years of old. Rory O'Hanlon died. He was, what, 17, 18 as well. And like, I used to stand in Gerahi graveyard and I would look at their headstones and I would compare their ages to my boys' ages. And never ever did I ever think that I would be another mother standing looking at Nathan's headstone.
That's Kate Corrigan there speaking about the death of her son Nathan. And Una, as well as pressing on with the A5 upgrade, Kate is also calling for more road safety ads on television.
Yes, Kate says that more money should be invested in that and also in education programmes, and that that might help improve road safety. Now, people might remember in previous years in the north, there were some very hard-hitting road safety ads on TV, some so graphic that they could only be shown after the 9 p.m. watershed. One of them depicted a speeding car careering over a fence and killing an entire class of nursery school children having a picnic on the grass. And while the ads sometimes received criticism for their graphic nature, many people claimed it worked because it depicted the horrifying consequences of careless behaviour on the roads. But in recent years, the budget for such ads on TV was cut, although road safety campaigns are still being rolled out on social media. And other budgets have also been slashed. The PSNI says it's operating on a very tight budget at the moment. And last year, they confirmed they had to cut 21 roles from the roads policing unit. They have no current plans, they say, to increase that again, although road safety, they say, remains a strategic priority for them. Now, Davy Jackson, the chair of Road Safety NI Charity, says he's very concerned about the impact these budget cuts have on safety.
Well, we certainly see a drop in driver behaviour, and we think that's resulting in the increase in the number of deaths we're seeing on our roads. We believe a lot of it's down to a reduction in roads policing. Their budget has been slashed terrible, and whilst they're doing their best, the PSNI do a great job, they're doing their best, but they just haven't got the manpower. And we believe people know there isn't the same amount of police on the road and they can get away with speeding, mobile phone, distracted driving, etc, etc. It's just not the worry there that people may get caught, and we feel that's why they're flouting the law more. The cut in the department's budget, the Department for Infrastructure's budget, we feel is playing a part. The year they spent the most on their TV advertising was the year that there was the least deaths in Northern Ireland. So we believe that plays a part too. People aren't seeing it in their faces on their TV day and daily, and maybe that's causing probably a problem as well.
The ads that were on TV in Northern Ireland about road safety were pretty hard-hitting.
They were very good, and you know, we were the envy of the world. There was lots of countries wanted to use these ads, but they weren't allowed to use them in their countries because they were deemed too graphic, but they certainly worked here.
At the moment, the Department of Infrastructure last year said they'd had to cut their budget for road safety education. What have the consequences of that been?
Well, one of the consequences, a lot more is falling to charities like us. People are coming to us now and asking to go along to their schools, their workplaces, their youth clubs, that sort of stuff, and give road safety talks. But the biggest thing certainly is the reduction in TV ad campaign. That's, we feel, is the biggest hit.
That's Davy Jackson there from the charity RoadSafe NI. And there's another campaign for safety upgrades to a major road in the north. That's the A1 that makes up the bulk of the northern section of the road linking Dublin to Belfast. Now, in the past 20 years, more than 40 people have lost their lives on that road, with many more people seriously injured. Safety upgrades to that road have been planned, and this week campaigners came to Stormont to press for quick delivery of that project. The Infrastructure Minister John O'Dowd says he's fully committed to the project, but his department now says that due to budgetary pressures, the project may have to be broken up into smaller phased packages. Monica Heaney is one of the campaigners demanding the projects delivered. Her 27-year-old son Carl was killed on the road in 2018.
Carl was heading from Newry back down the A1 to Belfast, and two people had met up off the A1 and were trying to navigate. It was dark, they were trying to navigate to get back onto the A1, didn't realise it was a dual carriageway, and instead of going into the central reservation to turn right, they turned right and ended up on the wrong side of the carriageway, and obviously met Carl. I think he managed to avoid the first car, and the second car hit him, and then he was killed. It's absolutely devastating. I don't think you could even explain to people the devastation, that 1 second that somebody didn't pay attention. Our whole lives have been ruined as a result. Definitely, we'll never recover from that.
And the road that Carl was on, the A1, that's the main road from Newry to Belfast. Can you tell me a bit about that particular road?
What we found out after Carl passed away was that there was plans in place. There had been money from the EU that had funded the plans to sort of upgrade that road. The road has right-hand junctions, which are out of date. They've been out of date since 2006. They're deemed dangerous. So we realised that those plans, and we've been pushing for those plans, and it's just funding now. We're looking for funding to try and get that upgraded. I'm asking them to find funding from whichever pot that they can get it from to try and get this road constructed, because it's causing the deaths of so many people unnecessarily.
What message would you have for people who are maybe not paying attention on the roads as much as they could be, or who are maybe taking risks with speed?
Well, I would say to anyone, you know, you just realise you get behind the wheel of a car, it's a lethal weapon. And, you know, you might think 5 seconds to look at your phone, or, you know, a split second to do something, but that split second can ruin so many lives. So I would be so careful that you pay attention. It's just so important. Your life depends on that you pay attention on the road.
And that is Monica Heaney finishing that report from Una Kelly.